Hi, this is Erin from Fit Bottomed Girls.
Hi, this is Fit Bottomed Girl Jen.
Hi, this is Fit Bottomed Girl Kristen.
Hi, this is Fit Bottomed Girl Margo.
You are listening to the podcast that will not only help you to keep a lid on the junk in the trunk, but will also help inspire you to live a happy, healthier life full of confidence.
Each episode, we talk about current events and our favorite articles from the sites. Plus, we chat with experts in food, health, nutrition, meditation, fitness, and more.
If you've been looking for that one podcast that will make you laugh as you learn more about yourself, well, then welcome to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast.
Welcome back to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. This is Fit Bottom Girl Margo, and today we have Jen.
Hey, hey.
And we have Kristen.
Hi, guys.
And today we were talking about lotions and potions and beauty hack tricks. Kristen and I, Jennifer, you weren't there, but we talked to Annie Tomlin, who's the beauty director for Self Magazine, and she was just amazing. I love this interview.
She was so good. So good.
So amazing. And she mentioned all kinds of... We talked about everything. We talked about acne. We talked about when to wash your hair. How many days can you go without washing your hair? She gives us so many great products of all different price ranges. So we'll make sure to include that in the blog post because you guys are going to be wanting to like, I need that. I need that. I need that. I mean, she just had such great stuff and just great information. And you're going to want to clean out your gym bag actually once you hear this interview.
Yeah, literally clean it.
What I wanted to ask you guys today, so what is your favorite beauty hack for fitness and beauty?
Does showering count? Is showering a beauty hack?
It totally counts.
No, I think I'm going to – gosh, Kristen, I hope I don't steal yours. I'm not sure if you guys talked about this, but Kristen actually hipped me to – I have two products that I really like. One, Kristen hit me to maybe like a year ago. It's that – what is that cystic acne?
Oh, it's the Rene Rulo cystic acne treatment.
What? Tell me.
It's amazing. If you have any sort of cystic acne at all, like when you start to feel one coming on and it's like painful and you're like, oh great, this is going to be like the zip from hell for the next, 7 to 10 days. You put it on in the morning and you put it on at night. It's a little vial. It's kind of like stupid expensive. Like how much is it?
It's like $40 for something very small.
Very small. But it lasts forever. Like, you only need like a tiny, tiny bit and it works. Like it just
magic.
Starts. It is magic. It just starts like the zit just starts going down.
This is not for incredible. Like regular zits. This is for like the cystic ones that are under your skin that don't ever come to like a head.
Yeah.
If you guys, if you don't know what I'm talking about, then good for you. That's
you.
Great. but if you have them, you know it. And this stuff is, yes.
They're painful. The cystic.
So painful.
Acne or zits are so painful. So that stuff. Worth the investment. Seriously does work. And then my other one is I reviewed this special brush. I think it's from Goody, maybe like a year ago that I still use all the time. And it's got this pad, almost like towel that's inside between the bristles. And so the idea is when you get out of the shower or whatever and you're brushing your hair, you use it and it's supposed to cut down on your dry time. Like 20 to 40% or something because it soaks up any extra water. And I have like pretty long hair and I don't always have like a lot of time with like a toddler around and stuff to like dry my hair to do stuff. And so it really does make a difference and I really, really use it. So there you go.
Very cool. What about you, Kristen?
Well, I've got a couple. I mean, honestly, I've got like, I could talk about this stuff for an hour, but nobody needs that. So one of my things that happened pretty recently is it's regarding hair, and I learned that I don't have straight hair. And like I knew that it wasn't like the silky straight, like you see people with, but I had never been able to get it curly. And I'd started noticing that I was getting like some waves and stuff. So the last time I was in seeing my stylist, and she does this like French hair cutting technique, I mentioned to her that, I've been noticing some wave in my hair and I'm wondering if there are ways to play that up. And she said, yeah, I can cut it a little bit differently to sort of help that along and then use some mousse and stuff. And that'll help bring out the curl. And I was like, oh, great curl. Ha 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 ha. So we do my hair. And I mean, really like I'll share a picture of me as a kid at some point. Maybe we'll do it on Instagram or something, but I mean, my hair was like stick straight. So she finishes my hair. She dries it with a diffuser, uses all this mousse. I take a look. You guys, I have freaking curls. Like,
wow.
My hair. And, not only does that make it, it's a much easier way to like get out the door in the morning, after a workout or, you know, just leaving the gym locker room. But it's also a lot easier for me if I've done a workout where I haven't gotten super sweaty. I can take my ponytail out, you know, just get a little bit more water in my hair to kind of refresh the wave and maybe add I tend to just keep adding mousse. I'm not sure if that's what you're supposed to do because I'm pretty new to this curly hair business. But you know, I just sort of keep adding that so that it doesn't frizz and like it looks like I tried, which is pretty awesome.
That's amazing.
So, and then my other thing that I'm a big fan of, you either do lips or you do eyes. You don't go big on both. Like if you're really dolling stuff up. So, you know, if I'm going somewhere and I need to look like really put together, I will almost always go for lips. And I'll wear like a long wear lipstick, something bright and bold because I can put minimal foundation on, some blush and a couple several swipes of mascara because that's how I roll. But, I won't worry about, you know, like eye makeup takes a long time. Yeah. But putting a bold lip on just like makes you look so pulled together so quickly. And I mean, it's not hard. You can do it in the car. So that's something that I don't know why more people don't take advantage of it.
So for me, I'm also I have a hair issue. My hair is very thick and very wavy, which people would think is amazing. But when it's humid out, it is my bête noire. It is the thing that just drives me absolutely crazy. It gets very frizzy. It doesn't curl the way I want it to. And even if I wear it short, it doesn't help.
I so understand.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Especially moving. I lived in California for about 5-6 years when I went to college and lived, you know, as a teenager when we moved out there. I forgot all about East Coast weather. I moved back to New York and it was like a punch in the face, this humidity. You just leave your house and like your hair just is doing all kinds of crazy things. So a few years ago, and this isn't the healthiest thing, so some people don't like this, but I get those keratin treatments and it's just stuff they put in your hair and your hair is like stick straight for a couple of weeks and then it's just frizz free for months. It takes hours. It's expensive. Yeah. I figure it costs me about 10 spin classes. I have to teach about 10 classes and then I do that calculation in my head. But you know what? It's wash and go hair, which I don't have. So I can get it sweaty. I brush it out. It dries totally fine. Jump out of the shower like I did last night. It was like 80% humidity. I didn't have to touch it. It just kind of dried exactly the way it's supposed to. So that's mine. I mean, it's pricey. And if you're my other thing that's really cheap is I love scents and smells. We talked about it on our first episode.
Yes.
And I had this, I was in Savannah, Georgia a couple of years ago for FitBloggin, and at the SCAD, it's the South Carolina Art and Design College. They have a gift shop that's insane. It's just filled with the best stuff, but they have this body spray that smells like sweet tea. And I put that on and I'm in the best mood ever. I mean, it evaporates in like 20 minutes or something like that, but it's just one of those, it's sweet tea, you know, it just reminds of the South. My mom's from the South. Aww. And I just put that on and it just makes me feel just fresh and great. So it's like $7 a bottle and I order that a couple of times a year. So that's the cheap
one. That's so touching. So you could find any scent really that like spoke to you and made you feel kind of homely and happy and you could a little aromatherapy.
Yeah, I totally believe in that.
With hair, I have learned, Margot, to do like a low side braid. It's like my jam. I can put it in when my hair is like wet because I have very like thick, kind of coarse, wavy hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I just put it in a braid and it's like, yeah, it can go in wet. It can go in dry. It just stays. I wear my hair like that all the time.
I tend to just pile it on a big messy bun on the top of my head. I some days it's just, I give up, but the keratin treatments really help. I mean, they're expensive, like I said. So for some people don't like chemicals and you know, I live a little more dangerously, I guess. So that's
so risky.
She's a rebel.
I know, right? I don't plan to live forever. So anyway, you guys, today's interview, it's with Annie. She has, like I said, oh my God, just Jen, you would love her. She's so smart. We have to have her on the show again.
I'm going to listen. Yeah. I love her name too. Annie's such a cute name.
Yeah.
Isn't that the best name? You got to like an Annie, right? All Annies are cool. Yeah.
Isn't her name Annie in Sleepless in Seattle?
Yes.
Isn't Nick Ryan's name Annie?
Yes.
Maybe that's like my positive. I'm like, I have some sort of a connection to this name, but I think it's Meg Ryan Sleepless in Seattle.
I have an Aunt Annie.
Oh, that's
and
cute.
We always Yeah, we always call it Aunt Nanny because, you know, you smoosh those words together. Yeah. So that's my thing. But we actually, Krista and I were talking to her, like we hung up, but, you know, we stopped the recording and we started talking like 10 minutes afterwards.
Which we never do.
We never do that. Well, they usually just jump right off. Like she kind of hung out with us. So we were like, well, let's just keep talking. So we have some great ideas for, I think, for segments of the future or for blog posts anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
She had some really smart things to say. And so she's just very cool, very relatable. And like I said, well, she promised to send us all the products. So we'll list that in the post so you guys can get the stuff and try it out for yourself. So why don't we check it out right now? This is our interview with Annie Tomlin, beauty director for Self Magazine. Welcome back to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. And today our celebrity guest is Annie Tomlin. She's the beauty director for Self Magazine. So Annie, this is Margo, by the way, and say hello to everybody.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And on the line today, it's Kristen.
Hi.
Hello. So Annie, I have to tell you, you have probably my dream job, being a beauty director for a fitness magazine that just to me is like bringing all the things in life that I love, because I love lotions and potions as well as working out and stuff. So we're really thrilled to have you here. We want to talk about all kinds of beauty products and stories and what to wear before, during, and after your workout. So my first question to you is there a beauty item that you always make sure to have in your gym bag?
There's more than one.
Oh, good.
But I try to be pretty minimalist. The thing I always have are wipes, usually from Burt's Bees or Yes to Carrots, because you don't always have time to like do a thorough cleanse before your workout, but you want to take your makeup off actually before you work out, because otherwise like the sweat might mix up with the makeup and it's clogged pores. So I always have wipes. And then there are these hair ties from Invisibowl that I like a lot, because you can wear them kind of as a bracelet during the day, but then they don't leave dents. Like any girl who works out, you know when you get the ponytail dent and then you let your hair mm-hmm. down and you're suddenly with this crease in your hair. So they don't leave a dent, and I really like those. And then for after working out, I'm always in a rush to go somewhere. So there are two makeup items that I have, and one is a cushion compact. Have you heard of these?
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, these are going to change everything for you. You'll love them.
Ooh.
So it's basically very lightweight foundation and SPF and skincare all in one compact. They originated in Korea, but now there are brands like Lancôme and L'Oreal that have beautiful ones. And it doesn't look cakey. It just kind of evens out your skin tone, but it also has SPF usually 30 or higher. And that's something that's like you dab it on and you're on your way. And then the other thing I have is a lip and cheek color from this indie brand called Stowaway. And it's so tiny, it takes up no room in your gym bag, but the colors, they make sure that they work on a variety of different skin tones. It's easy. It's like 3 minutes and you're out the door.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I need that compact.
Yes, that needs to be in my life right now. Oh, so, okay, let's talk skincare, because I really appreciate the point that you make about taking your makeup off before you work out. This is something I'm not great about. But one of the other things that I know I struggle with and I hear from a lot of our readers is acne related to fitness, and specifically like chest and back acne issues. And do you have any tips aside from just the like get out of your sweaty clothes and clean off?
Yes. So we hear about this all the time from our readers. It's very common, and I don't think anyone should feel embarrassed if that happens to you. It's normal. But there are a few things you can do. And yes, get out of your sweaty clothes, take a shower, that helps. But if you're prone to body acne, whether it's bacne or somewhere else, you might want to use salicylic acid either in your body wash or, you know, surprise, surprise, in your wipes. Neutrogena makes these oil-free wipes that have a little bit of salicylic acid. And I actually don't use them on my face as much as I use them on my body, because basically it makes sure that you're super clean and it also keeps your pores from clogging up. So that's one thing that if you're prone to breaking out on your body, that will probably make a big improvement. The other thing that is so interesting, we talk with dermatologists all the time itself, and Dr. Deborah Gellman, who's a dermatologist in New York, was telling me that she has seen patients come in and they have body acne and they can't figure out why. And then she asks them one question. She says, when's the last time you actually cleaned your gym bag? And everyone thinks, oh, I don't know, like 2003. So you think about it, we take our sweaty clothes off, we put them in the gym bag, and then we put our clean clothes in later for the next time we work out. But cleaning out your gym bag, just like spritzing it down and making sure that that bacteria doesn't have time to linger, can make a big difference. And then the third thing is that sometimes it's not acne. It looks like acne. It seems like acne. It can actually, this is a little gross, but it could be.
Oh, the grosser the better.
Go for it.
Well, I mean, again, there's no shame. This is not the end of the world, but sometimes it's a fungus. And this happens sometimes with women who work out a lot, sweat a lot, they're wearing tight garments, and it could be a fungus. So you could go see a dermatologist to get accurately checked out if, like, your anti-acne hasn't been doing anything. There's also a product from this really gentle brand called VMV Hypoallergenics. It's called a monolaurin gel, and that is an antifungal. So if you wanted to try that or something like a little bit of tea tree oil mixed into your body lotion, that also might help you with bacteria and fungus if that happens to be the problem.
You're blowing my mind. You're teaching me so much right now. I'm going to run over and clean my gym bag right now. I'm so freaked out.
That was something that, you know, no one really thinks about. And then someone says that and you're like, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, my mind is blown.
We're so glad we called you today. So here's my next question for you is, like, what are your new favorite products that are out there for fitness-minded people? Anything that just came across your desk recently that made you go, wow, this is cool?
Yeah, absolutely. So something we talk about a lot here is this newish indie brand called Milk Makeup. And their whole thing is, like, it's skincare and cosmetics for women on the go. So everything is packaged to be portable, small, easy to use. A lot of the products have multi-benefits, and a lot of their products are actually made for fit women in mind. So they have, like, this cooling gel stick, which you work out, you put it on, like, it helps reduce redness, and you feel great. And then the beauty editor team here, like, we're geeking out over this multi-stick from a brand called Bite Beauty. It's tons of colors, and it's your eyes, cheeks, and lips all in one. So instead of carrying around, like, a huge makeup palette and then a separate lipstick and a blush, like, it's one and done. And it builds really nicely, so you can either get a very natural look, or maybe if you're going out with friends after a workout at night, like, you can actually amp up the color.
That sounds so cool. Like, I have a list sitting next to me right now, and I'm just writing down, like, everything.
I know. I can't
say.
Wait to write this all down.
This is fantastic. Now, let's talk hair. I'm very into hair, and I was recently on a trip with a whole slew of female runners, and we realized at one point all of us were kind of bragging about how long we could go between washing our hair, and it seems like it's a really big trend among active women to be like, oh, no, I only wash it once a week. Well, I only wash it, you know, once every 2 weeks, and they dry shampoo, and we've got all these tricks. So kind of two questions. First off, how do you feel about that? And second question is, if you're into that, do you have any great tips for helping your hair last and look good between washes?
Sure. Well, first of all, I feel like, you know, if you're a runner, you're probably competitive, at least with yourself. So it's not surprising that, you know, we find other ways to compete.
This is very true.
The longest. You know, and I think the reality is, like, every woman I know packs so much into the day that if you think about if she washes her hair, that's adding on potentially another hour to her day of, like, washing it and drying it or styling it. So I think it makes sense that a lot of women are looking for kind of beauty hacks to do less work with their hair. When I talk with different stylists and hair care pros, they're like, not everyone needs to wash your hair every single day, particularly if you're using a shampoo, because it's just unlikely, even if you're sweating a lot, that you need to daily strip the oils from your scalp, because you want a little bit of oil on your scalp. It's healthy. It keeps you from getting, you know, dryness or flakes. And the other thing is, you can always just rinse if you decide not to use shampoo. Now, if you're not going to get your hair wet at all, like, yes, we love dry shampoo. It's our best friend. And the thing about sweat is, like, when you think about it, it actually adds texture. It's kind of like nature's salt spray. So usually what I'll do is, depending on the workout that I've done, if I'm really, really drenched I'll wash, but if I don't have time, I use a dry shampoo. And one that we really love is from Living Proof because it was developed to actually clean the hair. So it's not just about soaking up sweat. So the molecular composition of this formula picks up sweat, and then you kind of let it set for 30 seconds and brush your hair, and it takes that sweat and dirt off your hair. So it really is more like cleaning. So you can probably go a couple extra days if you want to, if you're using something like that. What I don't recommend, and I see, you know, people online will be like, oh, just put baby powder on your hair. But that's going to build up. It's actually not going to give you the results that you want. The other thing that we did in our September issue is, like, we did this big feature on studio to street hair. So this idea that, like, you have a cute hairstyle when you work out, and then you're done, you undo the ponytail, you undo the braid, and you have cool-looking hair without having to do much to it. And I think that's reflecting the way that women work out. Like, we're always on the go, and we're always looking for just ways to save that, like, extra 5 minutes.
So that brings up the question, like, for me, I can easily go into Sephora and drop a C-note without even thinking about it. I mean, I go in there thinking, I'm just going to get the mascara and that's it. I'm going to walk out. And next thing you know, yeah, I'm spending quite a bit of money. But do you have any favorite bargain items you can get at the drugstore that people can try right now that you think are really effective, that aren't expensive, but really effective?
Yes. So my team teases me because of my deep and abiding love of this Dove Dry Oil Moisture body wash. The first time I smelled it, I was like, this smells like it should cost $70. It just has this really expensive scent, but you can get it at the drugstore. And the other thing I love about it is that it is very moisturizing. So if it's not the dead of winter, like, you don't necessarily need body lotion afterward. Everyone who tries this stuff gets hooked. So that is, like, I can't stop talking about it, clearly, but it's beautiful.
Writing that down.
No, you'll see. Send me an email afterward and let me know what you think, because
I will.
I love it so much. Another thing that I'm seeing more of are these really large drugstore brands are making products with the woman in mind wants a more natural formulation. And so something I keep at my desk and in my bag, ChapStick has this all-natural formula that is like citrusy or vanilla, depending on which one. It's completely natural. I think it's like $3 or $4. And again, it's an experience that you use it and it feels like you're treating yourself. So that's one I really love. And then if you're into makeup, like, I always look at CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for years, the one in the orange tube, I just think it's the best. It's like $7 or $8. It's phenomenal. And then I really have been enjoying the lipsticks from Maybelline. I feel like the colors are on point. The formulas are not drying. They have something for everyone, whether you're looking for the no makeup makeup look or you're one of these people who's like, you know what, I am going to wear the purple lipstick today. So I think that just from a formulation standpoint, everything that you're getting, whether you're going to Target or you're going to Sephora, is light years better than it was even 5 years ago.
That's great. Because Margo, you were saying you could go into Sephora and spend that kind of money. I mean, I can spend that kind of money just waiting for a prescription to be filled in Walgreens. Like, I love it. So now you mentioned baby powder being not a great idea for soaking up the oil in your hair. But are there any other really big beauty mistakes or maybe misconceptions that you see happening a lot among women today?
Yeah, absolutely. I see a lot of people who will go on Pinterest maybe, and then they see, like, hey, you should use lemon juice as a natural toner. It's actually not a good idea because it strips your skin from the oils that it actually needs to retain. And it also can change the pH. So your face might feel squeaky clean at first, but in time, it actually is harder for your skin to repair itself, to stay healthy. So I always tell people, like, look, there are a lot of all-natural remedies that can work beautifully, but you have to actually see if there's science behind that. And that's why everything that we do in Self, we are rigorous in checking our facts. We talk with top dermatologists because you only get one face. You want to take the best possible care of it. And then the thing that kind of keeps me up at night is not really about mistakes that people are making, because I feel like, you know, you do you. What I might think is cute, someone else might not like, and vice versa. But I do feel troubled by just this trend toward people wanting to look, quote unquote, perfect at all times. And I think a lot of that comes from the pressures of social media. We always want to put our best face forward. We want to look cute. And I think that's a very normal, natural feeling. But at the same time, it can create an overly critical point of view that we turn on ourselves, you know. And I worry about that, the way that it makes us obsess over a little thing. It's like, I don't love it when I have a pimple, but it's also not the end of the world. So I would love to see people be more forgiving if they don't look, quote unquote, perfect. Because even the people who you look at and you think, wow, they always look gorgeous, their hair is always perfect, they're so fit, like, they're humans, we're all human, and we all have, like, our little imperfections. And I think embracing those is something that actually, like, everyone I know who has something that someone else might think is a flaw, and when they love it and they own it, like, that confidence is so much more attractive than, you know, looking, quote unquote, flawless.
Yeah. Perfection is boring, right?
Yeah. It's highly overrated. And it's also, it's just not attainable, you know, because
agreed.
It's a subjective thing.
It's not very relatable either.
No.
You know, when you just look at somebody. Yeah, I totally agree with you. I had somebody, this is off point, but somebody took a picture of me the other day and I posted on Facebook and I didn't look perfect. And for a second there, I even kind of was like, do I delete that photo? But it was me holding a really cute dog and I want the dog to be adopted by somebody. And I'm like, Margo, get over yourself. Like, nobody's looking at that. They're looking at the dog. Be in the moment. that's a really good point. So my next question for you, when you're time crunched, you know, what is your best tip for looking fresh after workout if you don't have time to go for the full shower and put on the makeup again and stuff like that?
Well, I usually try to remove the funk. So even if I can't take a shower, you know, I will do a little wipe down of my sweaty parts so that I can at least smell pretty fresh. I can't wash my hair. I mean, you see girls in cute top knots all the time. And I think if you have an extra 30 seconds, like, put your hair up in the top knot, braid it first, and then use the bobby pins, and it looks like you put forth, like, a little more effort. It looks like an actual style. And then the biggest thing is, if it's during the day, like, you've got to put on SPF to protect your skin. And so I'll look for a tinted moisturizer or BB cream just to help kind of, if I am red-faced, which, let's be real, I look like a tomato after I work out. It's very cute. But, you know, it can kind of tone things down a bit so that I go out, I've got the SPF protection, and that in time the redness fades and what remains is the post-workout glow that we all know and love.
Excellent. Now, we've talked about a lot of different tips and tricks and everything, but do you have, whether it's fitness related or not, do you have a single favorite beauty hack that you think is really under the radar and more people really need to know about?
Yeah, so it's kind of silly.
I can't wait.
I love that.
Well, so, you know, it's like all of us get a little shiny midday at the end of the day. And if you don't have blotting papers, you can, like, sneak into the bathroom and see if they have toilet seat covers. I know this sounds ridiculous, but if you use those, they work so well as an, like, kind of a MacGyver-style blotting paper. They soak up all of the oil. It doesn't lift your makeup. So if you ever wonder why I take a while in the bathroom, it's because I'm putting a toilet seat cover all over my face.
Oh, my God. That is the greatest thing ever. Oh, my God. Blowing my mind. You could do, like, at the airport. You had a long flight or something. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like you go into the stall and you come out and you look like Beyonce.
Oh, my God. I love it. Okay. So what is your favorite workout, and do you have any beauty prep for it?
So I either go all in. I go to Peloton, which is an indoor cycling class that I really like. And for that, I know I'm going to sweat a lot. That's the top knot. That's kind of building in the time to know if I have to be somewhere afterward. I do probably need to take a shower. If I'm doing yoga, it's kind of the opposite. I know that I'm going to get a good stretch in, but unless I'm doing hot yoga, I probably won't get sweaty. So if I'm lucky enough to have a blowout or I think my hair looks great, I kind of will schedule those salon visits or build that into the days when I know I have yoga. And then maybe I'll do the Peloton on day two or three when the blowout is kind of losing its luster, because I know I'm going to have to wash my hair anyway.
I do the same thing. I totally do the same,
same
thing.
Here. Guilty.
Yeah, the other thing is, you don't want to wear a lot of makeup when you're working out, but like if you want to look cute, you can always do a lip stain or something like that that isn't going to interfere with your workout or rub off, but like you look cute, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
Nothing wrong with looking cute.
No.
Now, I'm sure that you have all kinds of things come across your desk and all kinds of things that you feel like it is your duty to try. I'm wondering, yeah, either as a part of your job or just as a part of being a woman growing up interested in beauty, what is the craziest beauty fad that you have ever tried?
Oh, gosh. There are so many. I mean, I remember hair mascara when that was a thing, and I thought that is the coolest. And I had a silver tube of hair mascara that I would put into my hair, and I thought that I looked great. And like I look back at pictures, and I realize, no, I just kind of look like Cruella de Vil. It was not the best look for me. But, you know, the great thing about beauty is that it can be playful. And, you know, you can jump onto a makeup trend and try it out. And maybe it works for you. If it doesn't, like, you just take it off. It's not that big of a deal. I will say I narrowly averted catastrophe when I was probably 12 years old. And, you know, we're all so insecure and awkward at that age, and I really wanted white teeth. And my dad,
oh God.
Yeah, I'm so glad I caught myself from doing this, because my father was an artist, and I remember like going into his studio and looking at his white acrylic paint and thinking like, maybe this could help.
Oh no.
So fortunately, better angels prevailed, and I did not paint my teeth white.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure my parents were also very pleased that I didn't do that.
Oh my God, disaster averted.
Yes. Yes.
So what is your favorite part of your job? You know, you have like what, like I said, my dream job. What is your favorite part of your job itself?
Oh gosh. I mean, you were saying that it's like a dream job, and it really is. It's challenging. It's fun. No day is alike. I love getting to try new products and really think about our reader and what is going to delight her, make her life better, easier. Because that's the thing, like I might be really into a product, but if it's not right for the self-reader, like we don't write about it, because I kind of feel like when I'm looking at all of these products and all of these trends and this news, like I feel like I'm standing in for the reader and figuring out what she wants. And I love that. I think also just meeting all kinds of different people, whether they're professionals or personalities, and just seeing how diverse beauty can be. And it should be. I think we're really far away from that idea that like there's one way to be beautiful, there's one way to feel beautiful. And I think right now people really talk about what it means to feel beautiful rather than to look beautiful. And I think that's a small but significant shift in the way that, especially when I look at younger women, like they're not looking for someone else to tell them how they should look. They're going forth in the world and being confident and saying, this is me. Like, take it or leave it. I like myself. I like the way I look. And I think that's such a healthy, positive shift.
I couldn't agree more. Now, that's a really important shift that we're seeing. But I'm wondering, are there other ways in which the beauty industry has changed since you started writing about it or working in it that maybe the rest of us aren't quite aware of?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest change has clearly been social media and the rise of the influencer. And what I love about that is that you really see women and men creating a more organic definition of beauty. So you can go on Instagram, for instance, and you have the No Makeup Mondays, but then you also have people who are, you know, using 20 different products and creating these really amazing, colorful faces. So I think there's more openness and experimentation, and it's easy to find someone who like kind of shares your vibe as far as beauty goes. I really like that. I think the other thing is that we're looking at beauty and there are more diverse definitions. And I think that's such a positive thing. And so, again, it's no longer this ideal where you go back into the 80s and it was kind of like blonde hair, blue eyes, light skin, and that was the way we looked at beauty. Now it comes in many different sizes, shapes, colors, hair textures, and I think that is such a wonderful thing. And the other thing that is, you know, for a beauty geek, very exciting is just the rise of indie brands. Like, you have so much choice out there. You can go to a department store and find something wonderful. You can find something wonderful at the drugstore. And then you can find, like, some very small mom and pop. It's usually just a mom, not a pop involved. but you see these really cool innovations, and sometimes they turn into amazing, huge forces of their own. Like with Glossier, that started many years ago as a one woman's website, and now they're, you know, dominating kind of the cool girl crowd. So
yeah, it is everywhere.
Yeah, and I love the product. So I think it's just a really exciting time to look at what's out there, because never before have people had so much choice in how they define beauty, how they interact with it, and how they want to feel about it.
So we're going to wrap things up. I have two last questions for you. So the first one, I want you to just give everyone your call outs, where they can find you and where they can find Self.
Great. So you can follow Self Magazine at Self Magazine. We have a very large and ever-growing Instagram account with lots of inspiration and funny quotes. And then you can find me at Annie Tomlin, just my name.
Okay, great. And then our final question, we ask this for all of our episodes. What was the last song you listened to before you did this interview?
Oh, my gosh. Sonic Youth. And
nice.
I know. I suddenly had to listen to Sonic Youth, and it was 100%.
Nice.
Awesome.
Good reverb.
Love that.
Lots of it.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Annie. This was great. We got to have you back on the show again. I've written down all these products I need to get. I'm going to definitely grab that Maybelline lipstick now that you mentioned it, because I'm not a big lipstick fan, but now that you're saying that's a cool new brand, or they have like a really nice line going on right now, I got to check that out.
Great.
But thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you like what you're hearing, feel free to subscribe to us on whatever platform you use to listen to podcasts. And if you love what you're hearing, yay, leave a few stars and a review. That would be amazing. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media channels for Fit Bottom Girls, Fit Bottom Zen, Fit Bottom Eats, and Fit Bottom Mamas. You just spell it all out and you will find us. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Pinterest, Instagram. Believe me, you will find us. If you want to reach out to say hi, have a question about a recent episode or interview, feel free to email us at podcast@fitbottomgirls.com. And if books and movies are also your thing, check out the other podcast I co-host called Book vs. Movie, which you can find anywhere where you search for podcasts. Thank you so much once again for dropping by. And remember, a life filled with laughter is a life well lived. Bye.